Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
EU officials have said that €380 billion euro worth of EU exports will be hit by US tariffs, which is up to 70% of all EU exports to the US. So what will the EU do next after the US unveiled a 10% minimum tariff and a higher 20% rate for the European Union? I'm joined now by Romanian MEP Lulu Winkler, who's the vice chair of the European Parliament Trade Committee, who tweeted today that the guns are on the table now and this is the beginning of a beautiful negotiation. Lulu Winkler, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, and hello to you.
By that tweet, I assume you mean that the EU will respond robustly.
We have no other choice, no other alternative than that we have the time now, maybe 1 or 2 weeks to negotiate, to discuss with our industries, including not only steel or aluminium, auto industry and pharma, but also we have to discuss with our own financial services sector and everything that is hit by the 20% blanket tariff of President Trump. And then we have to elaborate our response. The first response of the European Union, you know it very well, it is already announced. At mid-April, we will have European tariffs hitting United States products of around 26 billion euros. Mm-hmm. And this is the European response to the steel and aluminium tariffs, which have been announced already almost 1 month ago.
Okay.
And
so,
now we have to discuss the second step. And just let me, in this first sentence, to say that we are open for negotiation.
Okay.
President Trump discussed yesterday about negotiation, and that is what we want to do.
Okay, but counter tariffs are still a possibility for the tariffs that were announced yesterday. Is that right?
Look, President Trump did make an announcement which is about unjustified, disproportionate measures and, above all, illegal measures if we take the WTO rules, the World Trade Organization rules. So, in contrast, I think that the European response has to be duly justified, has to be proportionate always, because proportionality is a WTO rule, and also has to be legal from the international trade rules point of view.
If you feel it's illegal, Lulu, do you think the European Union should litigate at the WTO?
That will be one decision that we have to take. Probably, I think, yes, because we are supporters of the WTO. We know very well President Trump does not like WTO, does not even respect WTO. That's an evidence. But still, I think the European Union, which is in essence a rules-based organization, we are the European Union, an organization which functions upon rules. And so we have to maintain, to support the international system and the WTO itself. So I think, yes, it will arrive also the moment of litigation at the WTO.
Why do you think it's illegal? Why do you think they're disproportionate? Because President Trump has been at pains to say that these are reciprocal tariffs, that these are only being introduced because the European Union has, and other countries around the world, have tariffs on US products and companies.
Yes, sure. I have been very attentive to the announcement of President Trump. But in the same time, when I hear that somebody says that the VAT, the value added tax, which is in our European Union member states, is something very likely to a tariff, then I have to say, look, in my economic knowledge, this is something not really well justified. So mm-hmm. VAT is not a tariff.
But they reckon it's a barrier to trade. It's a barrier to entry to trade, and it prohibits or inhibits trade. That's the way they view it in the Trump administration.
We could make a seminar, and of course, I know I have, or we in the European Union have very small chances of changing the minds of the team members of the Trump administration. They have an economic vision. We can dispute it. We will not be able to change their minds, but we have to be able to negotiate. Let's make a deal. I mean, we are traditional allies and partners. The transatlantic economy is one, or the transatlantic trade is one third of global trade. I mean, this is a dimension which I think justifies a good negotiation. And okay, then let's have a good deal.
Okay, well, maybe then by getting the European Union to the negotiating table with that mindset is a win for the Trump administration already, because they want to open the European Union market even more for US business and products. For agri-food, for example, that seems to be, you know, on the table, at least in negotiation, is it?
And I'm sure it will be on the table. Look, if we take the trading goods, you know very well there is an American deficit. But if we take the trading services, there is an American surplus in the trade of services. Mm-hmm. So there are things to negotiate. There are situations. I mean, okay, we can. And somebody asked me, look, you have 2.5% Europe has 10% on vehicles, and the United States have 2.5. So let's negotiate this. I said, okay, but starting today, United States have 25% on automobiles. So it's a new situation. Clearly, it's a situation to negotiate, but we are not allowed to forget our values. I mean, this European Union is built on interest.
What does that mean? If that's open for negotiation, if U.S. beef and U.S. chlorinated chicken, for example, if that's on the table in negotiation, well, then I'm assuming that Irish farmers who invest an awful lot of money and time and effort into green farming and green practices to adhere to EU regulations, for example, they don't want the EU market flooded with US beef and US chicken.
And they are right about this. This is what I meant when I said European values. European values also means European rules. I mean, we want to protect our consumers. We want to protect the health of our consumers. We want to have healthy food. We want to have biosecurity, food security, and we want to step up against climate change and all the green objectives that we have.
Yeah.
So those are really, I think, European values.
Well,
we have a
Trump
European way of life.
Trump will say to you, open the market for beef, US beef, or the tariffs remain.
I'm not sure this will be so very simple, and I don't think that the negotiation will be reduced at the level of beef and chicken.
Well, I mean, as an example, so what will the EU response be if that's the case? Because agri-food and alcoholic beverages, that's a concern for Ireland.
Yes, sure. And we have our geographic indications. So I think we have many, many instruments that we can touch upon. I think that today many declarations of intent have been made, but I will not negotiate instead of DG Trade and instead of our trade commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, or the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. So if they did not make any concrete statements to date, let me not make such statements, but I repeat one situation which is already undergoing. There are strategic talks and strategic dialogue with European industries, and of course, agri-food included. So I think that our farmers will be at the negotiation table, first of all, when establishing our red lines, our positions of negotiation. Well,
what are your red lines, do you think?
I think there are things, again, what I would say, linked to our values. Food security is a European value. I mean, the safeguards in agriculture are very important for our farmers in Ireland, but not only, in all big agricultural countries of the member states of the European Union, in France, in Hungary, in other countries. Mm-hmm. So I think that everything that we have invested in the health of our our own citizens, the security of our own citizens, those could constitute, at the end of the day, red lines for this future.
I don't know where your cards are, though, to use Trump parlance, because the auto industry, which is being tariffed, is very important to Germany and France. The wines, the spirits industry is important to France as well. Food and beverages, as I say, is important to Ireland. Each and every member state will have its own red line, let's say. So how do you negotiate in any way coherently?
Look, if I may say so, we have now a sort of everything, everywhere, all at once situation. And if you remember the statements yesterday of President Trump and also the statements of recent statements of some members of his administration, he said that it will be worse before getting better. Some of the representatives said that the first 6 months will be difficult and that they need 6 months to 1 year to mature everything what has been announced yesterday. So I think that the negotiation will not be a negotiation of 1 week or 10 days or 2 weeks. It will be a difficult process. It will be a painstaking process, but we have to go through. And as complicated as it is, look, you know very well, the European Union has never been a simple animal. It is a very complicated, very complex system. Mm-hmm. It is a rules-based organization. And I think that we have to find the golden way of safeguarding all our interests, or the great majority of our interests. But in the same time, I would say we have another very important challenge: diversification. I mean, we have to finish our negotiations with Australia, for example, which you know very well have been suspended. Trade Committee is going next week to Indonesia to discuss with our Asian partners. We are negotiating with Malaysia. We are negotiating with Thailand. I mean, we have to get new market openings. We have to get new markets for our produce and our services, including our farmers, our geographic indication, our champagne and whiskey and everything that is important for our economies. And I think that we have measures and we have the power to do this if we stick together. Look, the European market is 450 consumers. It's not a small thing.
Okay. If we stick together, I suppose, is key. It has been great talking to you and getting your view as a vice chair of the European Parliament Trade Committee. Lulu Winkler, Romanian MEP. We'll talk again, because this is going to be a long, painstaking process, as you point out. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.